So to finance now, it seems that American consumers are doing what we accuse banks and financiers of doing, parking money on the sidelines in cash accounts and not using it to help the economy. Banks are having a problem with this. They're facing an abundance of deposits from Americans who are taking their money out of investment accounts and putting them in cash, traditional bank accounts. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is having money a problem for banks?
Well, you know, there are two sides to this equation, John. So customers put money in as deposits, but then the banks go make money with that money, and they make it one of two ways. Either they lend it out to other people at a higher rate than they pay you for your deposit, or they invest it. And we all know right now that there aren't many very safe-looking investments that are paying very much, so banks aren't finding ways to make much money investing the money. And also, they're not loaning out much money. So what's happening is they're not making a profit on a lot of these deposits.
And these deposits, at least in the way banks do their balance sheets, loans are considered assets, right? And deposits are actually considered liabilities, right? So they're on the other side. They're on the sort of negative side of the equation.
Right, because they have to give you your money back. You deposited it, so it's a liability to them. But remember, when you deposit money, they give you a lot in exchange for that. They give you a local branch. They mail you monthly statements. There's a 1-800 number you can call, and all of those things cost them money. And also, they just keep it safe. They pay fees to the FDIC, you know, to insure your money.
So they're paying actually premiums
and
for
the
FDIC.
Exactly. And the way they covered that in the past was because they loaned your money to someone else or they reinvested it. And now there's a ton of banks that are just sitting on it. So they're essentially lose money on your money. And that's why they're paying such low interest rates.
But come on, Louise, they're charging me all these fees. They're getting the buck, you know, $5 a month kind of thing on the ATM card. They're getting their money back, right? Are they having trouble breaking even on my little cash account?
Well, that's why you're seeing all these new fees. I mean, a lot of these fees are new, the ones on the debit accounts, and there's some new checking fees. And actually, even for small business customers, there's a few banks, JP Morgan and Wells Fargo, they're now charging, in small print, they're now charging small business customers for that insurance on the FDIC.
So we're seeing a huge, I mean, this is an important consumer story, and it's an important banking story, but it's also a sign, again, of the huge shift in the business model for banking, in the sense that corporations who have cash in the bank look much stronger than corporations that have serious investments that are likely to bring in huge returns.
That's right. I mean, it is a shift in a business model, and banks, if we stay in this environment, may rethink things. You know, analysts say that banks are going to lose around $55 billion a year by not making as many profits on your deposits as they used to. And we talk a lot about financial reform hurting banks.
Yeah.
Well, that's estimated only to cost the banks like $15 billion in terms of the overdraft fees they can't charge anymore. So this is a much bigger problem for them. And so they're going to have to figure out if they just don't accept as many deposits from people, if they turn you away, maybe they'll say to people, you know, if you don't have $5,000 deposited with us, we don't want your money, which, you know, could be very difficult on a lot of people who don't make so much money.
And maybe the people that get laid off from some of these banks that are announcing layoffs will get rehired as ATM maintenance people, because that's where the money is in banking right now. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.